This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He's been on my show many, many times. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the chairman, president, CEO, been a very busy guy, and maybe one of the hardest working CEOs on the OTC markets, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's great to be back with you.
Boy, a lot has been going on since the last time we talked. You know, we practically got a World War III going on. I even think that one of the hedge funds guys called it that we are in World War III right now. That being said, your press release came out on actually yesterday, and I hear that you're sitting over drone over to Ukraine. First of all, how did that happen, and what are you going to do for them?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I'm just as outraged and angry with, you know, Russia as anybody about the invasion of these nice, peaceful people in Ukraine. It's hard to understand, but
absolutely,
we got to do whatever we can to support them, and we want to, you know, we had a little meeting here to think of ways that we could help. You know, everybody in our company had a meeting, think of ways we could help Ukraine. And you know, we have our own skill set. And what we came up with was to send them right away, as soon as we can, a drone rad, which is a drone that has surveillance radiation detectors on it. It's very useful. Ukraine has 16 reactors, including the largest reactor in Europe.
Yep.
The Russians have been, for some unknown reason, they've been firing on the old Chernobyl plant, and now they've been firing on the newer operating plants. And even they've been, you know, there've been some shelling of the rad waste facilities. You can imagine that brings the wasteful stuff up into the air, and contamination is definitely rising. You know, if who knows how stupid they could be, they could shell some some fuel rods, and if those were to blow up, you'd have radioactive shrapnel all around.
Absolutely. How many did you send? Did you just send one, or did you send more?
One so far. One so far that we're going to be shipping it out very shortly. And another thing is, you know, what if, you know, you can't figure out what Putin's going to do, but what if they were to bring in a nuclear missile and to support some stupid story? Then the drone rad could see that missile, even, you know, on a truck or whatever, coming into the country, and we would have, you know, warning, and we could tell the world what jerks these guys are.
We all know that he's definitely another Hitler for sure. Besides radiation detection, are there other uses for drones in Ukraine?
Oh, absolutely. We have a wide variety of detectors for toxic chemicals and biological toxins, and so we can fit out drones if they want us to that'll look for other hazards. Anytime you've got, firing going on and bombs exploding, you can get dangerous chemicals in the air from various industries. And also just visual surveillance. You know, you want to have drones with or without detectors to look for the road conditions, enemy positions, check out the internal refugee status, see where they're hanging up or what problems they might have. And these are strong drones with a 20-pound payload capacity. You know, we could even do more if they ask us for that kind of drone. And they can, you know, carry little things like spotlights or bullhorns, but, you know, more important is they could carry food packages to drop to stranded Ukrainians. they could drop medicine, or you know, since we have the drop feature in there, they could drop anything on anybody they want to with these. So they could be used both friendly and unfriendly ways.
Bob, I want to switch the story here for a second. As you know, we talked about, you know, the nuclear plants and stuff like that. France, I think, announced that they're going to build 14 new power reactor plants going forward. And you guys are going to be a part of that. You guys are going to supply them, I think, radiation monitoring equipment up to about $10 million. How did that come about, and where are we at in that process?
So I want to say that we have the capability of supplying that material. We have, we do business, and we do some supply with the French reactors. We have no active contracts going on that yet, but we are definitely working on it.
And so that was the press release that came out February the 22nd. I want to stay with that for a second. Your thoughts on from the home front. Are we doing enough for U.S. nuclear plants here at home? Because I keep on reading article after article about all the countries. I think there's 36 countries now that have some sort of nuclear reactor plants in their country. Where are we at in America? Are we behind the curve line? I don't think we're ahead of it, are we?
No. So, you know, the just like in the political world, there's countries that are nuclear radiation and nuclear reactors, and some that are somehow against it. I don't know. But the and, you know, France and South Korea and China are all, you know, Japan intermittently, are all very pro-reactors, but there's some countries like Germany that's for some reason shutting down old nuclear reactors. But in the United States, we haven't built so we are building a couple of reactors in Vogtle down in your part of the country, and so these will be the first new reactors being built in the U.S., in the last 20 years or something. But I think it's got to come back, because with climate change, you know, regardless of whether you're afraid of the word nuclear or not, the nuclear is really one of the few things that has no carbon footprint at all, and it's there all the time, you know, like it's base load, so you can, it's not like wind or other items that are, you know, available sometimes, but not other times. I think nuclear power plants have got to come back up in the U.S. in the future.
Are there other ways your company is going to be able to support or help the people in Ukraine going forward?
Yes. So we're going to be setting up a UFundMe site to aggregate donor contributions. And
nice.
Some of that could just go to you know, as cash to Ukrainian people. But, you know, because we're so excited about drones, and because I think drones are so useful in finding, you know, understanding the world around you and looking at everything, so we'll try to send them as many drones as we can, and maybe take special orders from them, too, if they need, you know, bigger payloads or different measurements to be made.
My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He is the chairman and president, CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Well, Bob, like I said, it's been a little time. Last time you were on the show was back in December of last year. That being said, before I let you go, what is it you want my listeners and your stockholders, and nice job bringing back the stock almost 100% here in the last 90 days. What is it that you want them to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that this improvement in the stock price and as you've been reading in the press releases, I think that not only do we have good products that our particular customers like, but our products are useful to the world, and these the drones and you know, nuclear fusion, nuclear fission. These are all going to be things that we're going to be helping the world, and we're working hard to make money and also to do good.
Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. Hopefully, I don't have to wait 90 days. Hopefully, you get back on the show here in the next 30 to 45 days and give us an update.
You bet. You bet.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.